to Tango Mobile.
10-146-010,
that's the transmit.
W2T testing.
Rusty, in 0TR.
Well, I'm testing you right now, W2T Mobile. Hello, Tom.
I just had to go down to the doctor's office here and give him information about we got our flu shots and our COVID shots. And I didn't know how to message it online. I tried.
I finished my program therapy, and I moved on, graduated from that, and I move upstairs to the upstairs part where I do it on my own, and my silver seeker takes over after the first 3 months of use of the facility, and I'll start going up there, and I'll probably do that at least 2 days a week, sometimes 3 days a week, so I can go any hours that I want instead of having to, you know, I can get up and go early if I want and get it over with and go home. Instead of having to wait to be there at 9:30 for a 10 o'clock workout. So, anyway, it feels good and all. And I'll send you a picture later today of my shack. It's looking good. They're coming back to do the inside walls and the insulation and the ceiling today. So, they got the outside completely, all the siding is on it yesterday.
That sounds great. Let me turn this radio down here. Singing some Halloween song. I don't know if I ID'd or not, N0TR. But, well, that's great, Rusty. I had a CT scan yesterday or day before, and I don't know what they found out about my hernia or not. So, waiting on that. I read it, but I don't understand it. I think I'm just going to go out now and get the car washed.
I had it washed yesterday because it was filthy looking, and I paid that little extra to have the detailing done so the inside and the outside look like brand new. And of course, it is still brand new. I mean, I got a whole 753 miles on it since I bought it at the end of last month. But it rides real nice. And I'll... So, Bernice, with you there? I hope so. I'd say hello to her.
She's busy doing something else, and we just finished up breakfast a while ago, and we usually eat late. And I don't know what she's up to now. She was going to go outside and finish up her garden out there, but she was going to wait till it warmed up a little bit. It's up to 64 now, so I'm sure that... that's warm enough for her. She's got to be out there in the dirt or she's not happy.
66 over here, and like I said, now I'm going to go home. We're both going to go home and get showers, so get dressed, and then possibly eat some lunch at home, and then we got a few errands still to run that we didn't get finished yesterday, so... You know how that is. You do your errands, and then you think, oh, I should have done this, too. And we didn't get that on our list yesterday, so something else to be done today. But had a good meal at church last night where we had Bible study and then choir rehearsal. So everything's going pretty good and moving right along, as they say.
Well, I don't have a lot planned today. I got to go out and... hook up the garden cart to the lawnmower and drive it up there and let her load me up with weeds. And it kind of got behind when I was in the hospital and then recovering. And so the weeds got ahead of her. And she's run the rotor tiller out there yesterday. We got one of them little ones. And it works like a champ. But that's about all the uninteresting things I got to do today. I did work a couple of good stations last night. Wallace and Fortuna, I've worked them before over the years, but dang, this light's short for us turning people. And let's wait Hampton go for a long time. They were on 10 meters and then... one down in the Caribbean there that's pretty common, but not overly common. It was on there, sent, and let's see, San Angelo and I don't know, whatever it was. But the Wallace and Petuna's been on lately, and it's a long ways out there. I like working those. But boy, was he light coming in on 10 meters, and I waited till he peaked, and I got him on CW, which I haven't looked back to see if I, how many bands I got him on over the years, but this is a new group, so I go ahead and work them.
Like somebody, well, I've got some interference over here where I am a little bit. I'm in this area where I get interference with this repeater every time I go through it, so I don't know whether you're getting this, but I'll be out of it in a second. And well, I still got to get me an antenna in, order my antenna in and get it in and get it put together and then get me a push-up pole to use with it so that after dark I can raise it up and I can do some other things. So we'll see what goes on, Tom, and everything, but I just talking to Elaine about the frequencies that this radio uses, that there's two, and one for transmit and one for receive. So that's what I was doing a while ago when I said I was testing. Over.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I didn't know if I'd get you simplex. I didn't know where you was at. But we're here, I'm here at McDonald's in Wade Hampton, and I don't even know what street that is up there, that Memorial Drive Extension, I guess it is, down from the doctor's office. And I wouldn't have went out and washed the car if I knew I was going to sit through three traffic lights here.
You know, that's things that happen, and I'm coming up to the intersection where I make the turn to go down on Anderson Mill Road off of Friedville Road, so anyway, I'll talk to you later. Hope everything comes out good at the doctor's office, and I'll send you a picture of the building later, okay?
I just had to turn in the fact that we got our COVID vaccine and our flu vaccine. Now the Publix, and so I just give them the paperwork. I don't need it. I know we had them.
I got to go with COVID shots somewhere else because they did the flu at my doctor's office. We'll talk to you later, Tom. Have a good day. N0TR W2T 73.
73's to you and Elaine, Rusty, and we'll catch you down the line. Finally made it out to Wade Hampton. Yeah, you've been a little scratchy down there, but you got through okay. W2T and 0TR to clear.